Curfews in Ghana, the post-coup. The imposition of curfews in Ghana, particularly in the context of post-coup situations, is a complex and multifaceted issue that requires an understanding of historical, political, and social dynamics. In order to delve into this topic comprehensively, it is essential to explore the historical background of coups in Ghana, the reasons behind their occurrence, and the implications they have had on governance and civil liberties. Additionally, examining the specific instances of curfews imposed in the aftermath of coups can provide insight into their rationale, enforcement, and impact on society. Ghana, formerly known as the Gold Coast, gained independence from British colonial rule in 1957 under the leadership of Kwame Nkrumah, who became the country's first prime minister and later its president. Nkrumah's administration was marked by a strong commitment to pan-Africanism and socialism, as well as efforts to rapidly industrialize the country. However, his authoritarian tendencies and economic mismanagement led to growing discontent among the populace and within the military. In 1966, while Nkrumah was on a state visit to China, his government was overthrown in a coup d'etat led by military and police officers with support from some civilian groups. This marked the beginning of a series of coups and attempted coups that characterized Ghana's political landscape for much of its post-independence history. One of the common features of coups in Ghana has been the imposition of curfews as a means of maintaining order and consolidating control by the new ruling authorities. Curfews are typically implemented as temporary measures aimed at restricting the movement of people during certain hours of the day or night. They are often justified on grounds of national security, public safety, and the need to prevent civil unrest or acts of sabotage. Following the 1966 coup that ousted Nkrumah, a curfew was imposed by the National Liberation Council, NLC, the military government that assumed power. The curfew was part of a broader measures taken by the NLC to stabilize the country and suppress opposition to its rule. During this period, curfews were strictly enforced and violators could face arrest, detention, or other punitive measures. Subsequent coups and periods of military rule in Ghana, such as those led by the National Redemption Council, NRC, and the Armed Forces Revolutionary Council, AFRC, also saw the imposition of curfews as a means of maintaining control and quelling dissent. These curfews were often accompanied by restrictions on political activities, censorship of the media, and other measures aimed at consolidating the power of the ruling military junta. The imposition of curfews in post-coup Ghana has not been without controversy and criticism. While supporters of military regimes argue that curfews are necessary to restore stability and prevent chaos, critics contend that they infringe upon basic civil liberties, restrict freedom of movement, and undermine democratic principles. Moreover, there have been instances where curfews have been abused by security forces, leading to allegations of human rights violations and excessive use of force against civilians. In recent years, Ghana has experienced a period of relative political stability and democratic governance, with regular elections and peaceful transfers of power between competing political parties. The curfew in Ghana following the coup has significant impacts on daily lives. Let us explore them in detail. Firstly, the curfew imposed restrictions on the movement of people during specific hours of the day. This meant that individuals had to plan their activities accordingly and be mindful of the curfew time. It disrupted the usual routines and schedules of people, affecting their ability to go about their daily tasks freely. The curfew also had a significant impact on the businesses and the economy. Many businesses, especially those operating during the evening or night hours, were forced to close early or suspend operations altogether. This resulted in financial losses and reduced economic activity. Additionally, workers who relied on late-night shifts or transportation services were affected as they had to find alternative arrangements or adjust their working hours. Transportation was another area greatly affected by the curfew. Public transportation services had to adhere to the curfew hours, leading to reduced availability and restricted movements. This made it challenging for individuals to commute to work, attend social events, or access essential services during curfew hours. It also caused inconvenience and longer travel times for those who had to adjust their schedules to comply with the restrictions. Social gatherings and nightlife were significantly impacted as well. The curfew limited the ability of people to gather for social events, parties, or entertainment activities during the restricted hours. This had an effect on the social fabric of communities as people had to find alternative ways to connect and engage with others. On a positive note, the curfew did contribute to an enhanced sense of security and safety. By imposing restrictions on movements during specific hours, it aimed to deter criminal activities and maintain order. This measure provided reassurance to the public, especially during a period of political instability. The curfew in Ghana following the coup had wide-ranging impacts on daily lives. It disrupted routines, affected businesses and economy, constrained transportation options, and limited social activities. While it aimed to ensure safety and security, it also posed challenges and inconveniences for individuals and communities. Let us talk about the measures taken by the government to ensure safety and stability during the curfew in Ghana. To maintain safety and stability, the government implemented several key measures. One of the primary actions was to increase security presence throughout the affected areas. This involved deploying additional police and military personnel to enforce the curfew and maintain law and order. The heightened security presence helped to deter potential criminal activities and provided a sense of security to the public. Regular patrols were conducted by security forces to monitor the streets and ensure compliance with the curfew regulations. These patrols helped to identify and address any violations or security concerns promptly. By maintaining a visible presence, the government aimed to create a sense of security and discourage any potential disruptions. Checkpoints were set at various locations to control the movement of individuals during curfew hours. These checkpoints allowed authorities to verify the purpose of travel and ensure that people were adhering to the curfew restrictions. It helped in preventing unauthorized movement and maintaining the effectiveness of the curfew. The government also implemented measures to enhance communication and public awareness. They disseminated information about the curfew through various channels, including media outlets, public announcements, and social media platforms. This ensured that the public was well informed about the curfew regulations, its response, its purpose, and the importance of compliance. Additionally, the government worked closely with community leaders and stakeholders to promote cooperation and support. They encouraged community members to report any suspicious activities or violations of the curfew to the authorities. This collaborative approach fostered a sense of shared responsibility and helped in maintaining safety and stability. Overall, the government's measures during the curfew aim to ensure the safety and stability of the affected areas. By increasing security presence, conducting regular patrols, setting up checkpoints, and promoting public awareness, they sought to maintain order and protect the well-being of the citizens. These efforts contributed to a safer environment during a challenging time. However, the legacy of past coups and military rule continues to shape the country's political landscape and influence public perceptions of issues such as governance, security, and civil liberties. In conclusion, the imposition of curfews in post-coup Ghana reflects a complex interplay of historical, political, and social factors. While they are often justified on grounds of national security and public safety, curfews also raise important questions about the balance between security and civil liberties, the role of the military in governance, and the long-term implications for democracy and rule of law. As Ghana continues to navigate its political future, it is essential to critically examine the use of curfews and other emergency measures in order to uphold fundamental rights and principles of democratic governance.